Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, talking with Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum. We're talking the automobile, the history of the automobile here in Manhattan. Number of dealers through the years been selling automobiles here in town. I believe we might have a caller here. We're going to see if, yep, we do have a caller. So let's take them first. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to make some comments about the topic. I just tuned into the radio and I heard this lady talking about some of the car dealerships in Manhattan.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll give you my 2 cents worth. My father worked at the Buick garage for Buell Reddick for 19 years, so I really kind of grew up in that building at 317 Houston. I believe, if I recall, the building was built in 1917 or 1919, something like that, as a Buick dealership. And when my father worked there, it was also Oldsmobile, Buick and Oldsmobile. And that's an extremely sturdy building, very well built. And I think it was probably the only building at the time, it may still be the only building at the time, that you could drive a car up a helical concrete ramp from the bottom floor to the top floor, because that's where the mechanic repair shop was, and also the body shop. And downstairs was, of course, the showroom and the parts department and the detailing department. So that's a very historic building. It's still there. Some of the original architectural accoutrements you can see at the top of the building. It's been modified greatly over the years, but another thing I remember about it was big old bifold electric doors on the front that were about 12 to 14 feet tall where you drove inside the building. And very memorable. Every time I drive through by there, I always think about that. So thank you for letting me comment.
Yeah, thanks very much for mentioning that. That is a wonderful building, and it's part of the downtown National Register Historic District. So I'm really grateful that we still have that building. It was quite a showplace when it was built and continues to be a really interesting building today, I think.
It definitely does. I'll continue on here. Looks like we're going to have another phone call here in just a moment, but boy, just everyone's so fascinated by their cars.
We connect to cars.
Yeah. We really do.
Yes, we do have another call.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hi. Well, you're talking about car dealerships. I just tuned in. Back in the late 50s, early 60s, my dad had a car dealership in Manhattan. He sold used cars. He had a job at a local gas station. And he decided to go out his own with $500 in his pocket. And he opened up John's Used Cars at 330 Fremont, sold them out of his backyard for quite a number of years.
Oh, interesting. I missed getting that one on my list. I'll have to do that. Used cars was a whole other market, kind of a thing in of itself, I think, which is a really interesting piece of the history.
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in at this. Throw that out there.
All right.
Glad you did.
Appreciate your call this morning. One of the things that we just touched briefly on this, Walter Chrysler, born in Wamego. Of course, they have his boyhood home there. He grew up in Ellis, which is where they have a museum. But he had his beginning in industry was not with working with cars. He was a railroad guy.
And that mechanical connection, mm-hmm. I think that is a common, anybody that could do things with their hands and build things got into cars.
Yeah, and you know, he kind of got in, tied in with GM early days, was president, I think, of Buick for a while, and then, you know, formed Chrysler Corporation.
Really important figure.
Very much so.
And that's his house, isn't it, in Wamego?
Yes, and they moved it up there toward 24 and Lincoln Avenue, and of course, you know, the Wicked Witch is underneath it right now.
Right, the birthplace house.
But it's, that's his boyhood home.
Yeah.
And then once again, he grew up in Ellis, which is over by Hayes, Brandon. You know, there's all kinds of other things. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was radios in cars.
Yeah, because that wasn't from the very beginning.
No, it wasn't. It didn't happen until like 1924.
Okay.
And the first radio in a car was installed in a manufacturer from Australia. And it wasn't until 1930 when they started putting radios in Model A's.
I hadn't thought about that, but in my childhood or my growing up years, radios and cars was really, really, really important.
Oh,
I mean, that's where...
It still is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But teenagers, of course, I grew up in Wichita, and we would drag Douglas. Mm-hmm. And that's what you would do, is listen to the radio mm-hmm. and drag the main street.
Yeah, and I had to show off my Craig Underdash 8-track player with the speakers mounted on the back deck, which is what we had back in those days.
Another
we had
status
decks
symbol.
In the back of cars.
Not thumping bass down points or anything?
We didn't have things like subwoofers back then.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
It was a little,
I digress.
A little different experience. But if you, I mean, that thread goes through, like you say, to today, when you see a car at a stop sign practically quivering from the music. Yeah, that thread comes through to today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thinking about Chryslers, Clarence Johnson had a Chrysler agency at 209 Points Avenue in 1927. And it's possible he had one a little earlier from then. Clarence Johnson was a major builder in Manhattan. I think that's the same Clarence Johnson. If it is the same Clarence Johnson, he built the Riley County Courthouse and a number of other buildings in town. Of course, then by the 40s, Getch Motor Company had the Chrysler Plymouth agency. And in 1944, a Brandenburg Motor Company had Chryslers in Plymouth. And then Getch Irvin Motors from 50s, 60s, and so on. So, and that company I remember very well, and its descendant is still around today,
no.
I think, isn't it?
I
don't know.
Don't know that.
You know what I always find interesting is how much gas stations have changed over the years, how they used to be full service. You'd go in there and they'd pump your gas.
Did you ever go into a full-service gas station in your life, Brandon?
No. Maybe when I was really little.
Right. Well,
those kind of went out in the 80s.
Yeah.
And when you were a young driver, you were looking at the cheapest gas you could find.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You weren't
And
letting,
that wasn't at a full-service
no,
place.
No, that was not at a first full-service place. But there were some gas stations until, I mean, Clay's gas station in 17th and Points,
right.
Clay would always come out. And he had a whole bevy of ladies that would come in there specifically because he would do that for them.
And also at 11th and Points.
Yes.
That station there in the corner, they used to pump gas. I used to pump gas back when I was going through college, when I was at Cloud County in Concordia. In fact, I pumped gas for Frank Carlson.
Oh, very interesting.
Who's from Concordia, who
yes.
was, up until yes. Sam Brownback, had been the only Kansan to be both, to be a representative, a senator, and a governor.
Yes.
And he was just so unassuming, had this nice little white Cadillac. Just wonderful gentleman.
Very interesting.
And where you used to pump your gas has changed, too. I remember being a child, seeing old cars, and it was... You move the license plate to pump your gas. It's not the case anymore.
In different spots.
Most people do it from the side of their cars now. But, yeah, that used to be the norm.
So all of these businesses relating to automobiles are interesting to think about, too, and all the occupations. Goodson's Auto Trim was a fixture in Manhattan for many, many years and, of course, repaired automobile upholstery.
Man, that's just they would have just popped up like
right.
ants.
With the needs, with the needs, people found occupations to fill those.
What about car washes? When's the first documented car wash?
Oh, that's an interesting idea. I don't know. Maybe some of the listeners remember early car washes. My experience, we always washed our own car.
Yeah, yeah.
That may have been the case.
We had buckets. We had hoses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But
now there's an app for that.
Right. That's an interesting thing. I assume rich people probably did have people who washed their cars, maybe. I don't know.
can make a quick dime here if you're a kid back in the day.
Right, right.
So
hire the neighbor kids and have them wash your car. That would be a good thing, a good job to have as a kid.
It would be.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Cheryl Collins from the Raleigh County Historical Museum after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Blueville Nursery's Garden Store is your one-stop shop for top quality plant material.